Om Shanti, the power of belief. Have you ever heard the story of the 4-minute mile? For years, people believed that it is impossible for a human being to run a mile in less than just 4 minutes, until Roger Bannister proved it wrong in 1954. Within 1 year, 37 runners broke the belief barrier. And the year after that, 300 other runners did the same thing. And what happens if you put an animal in a pond? Any animal, big or small, will swim its way through. But what happens when someone who does not know how to swim falls in deep waters? That person drowns. If an animal who has not learned swimming could escape by swimming, why not you? Why not that person? Because you believe you will drown, while the animal does not believe in that. And have you used a computer? Any computer with a keyboard or typewriter? You have used it, right? You have used a computer, keyboard, or a typewriter. But have you ever wondered why the alphabets are organized in a particular order in your keyboard? You might have thought that it is to increase the typing speed. Most people never question this. But the fact is that this system was developed to reduce the typing speed, not to increase the typing speed, but it was developed to reduce the typing speed at a time when typewriter parts, the keys of the typewriters would jam if the operator typed too fast. These three cases show the power of our beliefs. There is no other more powerful directing force in human behavior than belief. Your beliefs have the power to create and to destroy. A belief delivers a direct command to your nervous system. And have you heard about the placebo effect? Many of us have, I'm sure. People who are told a drug or a medicine will have a certain effect will many times experience that effect even when given a pill, even when given a medication without those properties. Well, regarding this placebo effect, I have an interesting story to share with you. John was diagnosed with terminal cancer of lymph nodes. He was determined to get well and had read about a new drug called Cryobiosin. Convinced that it would cure him, he persuaded his doctor to give it to him. And what happened? Within a few days, he was well, so well that he was walking around everywhere. The tumors literally melting. John continued to recover very well until he happened to read an article casting doubt on the new drug. His confidence undermined, he relapsed and ended up back in the hospital. his well-intentioned doctor, his good doctor, told him that that batch of drugs he had been given was substandard, and a new improved formula was being sent to him. The doctor just gave him distilled water, without telling him, of course. He just gave him that, and within a couple of days, John was again making a full recovery. He was getting well, so well. He was the very picture of health, until he read another article that the American Medical Association had declared the drug useless, not effective in the treatment of cancer. And what happened to John? John was dead. He died within 2 days. Well, to me, this story clearly illustrates not only the power of our beliefs, but also the importance of examining our underlying core beliefs. It seems to me that John had an empowering belief that by taking the drug, the medication, it would make him well. It would make him well very quickly, and he did. But it also turned out that John probably had a limiting belief that he was at the mercy of his cancer without the drugs. Imagine what could have happened if John believed in the power of his own body to heal the cancer. Or even more importantly, if he believed that he is a child of God, and that God loves him dearly and will heal him. If he had believed so, what would have happened to him? Probably, he would be living. He would have been healed from that cancer. So really, belief is a very powerful tool, for it enables us to be who we are, what we are to become, and how we lead our lives. The power of belief affects everything we experience in our lives. Things show up in our lives because of what we believe, whether consciously or subconsciously. And the opposite is also true. Nothing shows up if we don't believe it will. And when Baba says that we, you and I, are crown prince and princesses, we are world benefactors, we are worthy of worship souls, we are victorious jewels, we are master almighty authorities, those with all powers. Do you completely and fully believe them? Believe in what Baba tells us? The fact is that we kind of believe, because God, we say God, Baba said so. But the trouble is that we do not have that full faith. We do not believe it deep. We do not believe it deeply, deeply enough in our hearts that we are such elevated beings. Baba's vision of us is the highest, the purest. But because we do not believe it 100%, we are not manifesting that belief into us that we are really such elevated beings. And because of that, our actions are like that, and we are not progressing as fast, and we are not progressing as steadily, as constantly as we should be. Otherwise, we could be all flying all the time. We would even have become complete and perfect in a very short time. So now, let us look at the different types of beliefs so that we can truly harness this tremendous power of belief. So first, casual beliefs. Well, these are everyday practical beliefs that don't really matter much, even if we get them wrong, such as I believe it will rain tomorrow, or I believe expensive shampoo is better than cheap ones. These are usually beliefs based on some form of evidence, some experiences that we had before, or generalization, but are not necessarily accurate. So really, casual beliefs are not so critical. But the second type, conditioned beliefs, these are beliefs that come from an assessment of what has happened in the past, and then we predict that same result in the future. For example, I am not good at sport, or I'm not good in drawing, or I'm not good in giving a class. Just only the other day, on the 4th, I think 4th of May, Baba said, "Why do you think that not everyone will become a king?" And Baba mentioned further that the moment you have that thought, that not everyone is going to become a king, Baba said, you fail. See how Baba is telling us that we are king of kings, but we think, we believe only the Maharatis can become that, the Dadis. But me? No, I don't think I can be that. So we block ourselves, we limit ourselves to the belief that what Baba tells us. So these beliefs, if negative, can stifle our potential and limit our lives, limit our growths, limit our potential to become better. Many of our conditioned beliefs are also absorbed from family, peers, or social influences, from even our friends, our colleagues and friends, and are taken in sometimes without question or examination. But the third is very important, core beliefs. Core beliefs are very important because they are like a mental framework, our mental framework that supports our thoughts, beliefs, values, perception, attitudes, etc. Especially for us Brahmins, our aim is to change from a human being to a deity, from a shell, a stone, into a diamond, from a thorn to a flower. It is a radical change, a big transformation in our lives. And we really have to pay attention to our core beliefs. Why? Why am I saying so? Because our core beliefs influence us on a subconscious level. Core beliefs influence us on a subconscious level. We may have a powerful core belief that influences our behavior and reactions without even being aware of it. So we need to really and carefully examine our behavior, our automatic thoughts, our thinking patterns and reactions, and to discover what that subconscious core beliefs are. Discover and examine our subconscious beliefs. Because our core belief can be also like a filter. They are like a filter which filter through our experience in life. For example, if someone remarks that you are not good, you are not serviceable, but because our core belief is that, no, we are competent, we are capable, then not good doesn't fit into our dictionary. It will not fit into our mind frame and can be used. It will not fit into our mind frame, and so they can be easily dismissed. We don't believe in what people saying that we are not good or not serviceable. No, we cut that off. You, in fact, filter it out. But if, however, your core belief is that you are really useless based on some memories or emotions from the past, maybe as a child, your parents or someone unconsciously, unintentionally told that you are that and that you're not good. They didn't mean it, but that they uttered it somehow, and you absorb that belief into yourself. And you agree with that judgment. You accepted it, you agreed that it is so, and well, it will in turn reinforce your core belief of being useless, being not good, or being unserviceable. So, beliefs are remarkably powerful, so powerful in that they are to our lives what a rudder is to a ship. By the way, a rudder is something that steers a ship's direction. It steers the ship's direction, and if the rudder is not working well, instead of going north, the ship may go east or west or south. So it is that important. So that is that device or that belief, they control the direction and destiny of our lives. And self-belief is so important. So believing in yourself is knowing and accepting your weaknesses as well as your strengths. Your weaknesses as well as your strengths, and believing that with God's help, Baba's help, you can overcome your weaknesses and develop and use your strengths. But an even stronger and healthier belief is the sense of self-belief is knowing that no matter what you have ever done or you have failed to do, no matter what happened, God, Baba, the Father, loves you totally and unconditionally. The Father accepts you for who you are, for who you are and what you are, and He is wanting to forgive our every sin and wrongdoing if we tell Him honestly. And that He has a God-given purpose for our lives, that He has given us an important task. He has chosen us. So, that is the importance of that self-belief, that we are not just with that strength, but Baba is always there to help us instill, imprint this belief into the self. However, even if we have that powerful belief, what happens is that danger, one danger, is to hold on to beliefs. On the one hand, we believe that Baba is there and we believe that we can use our strength. But on the other hand, we also hold on to beliefs we like. Beliefs we like, and then we can't let go of those we don't like. More for convenience rather than thoughtful choice. And sometimes due to our own slackness or our carelessness or even laziness. That is, we choose those beliefs that don't threaten us. It is like something that not really that important, that make a big difference, but it is there. And that beliefs of, because of that belief, we continue to make mistakes in our lives. Little things. And so it threatens us in the long run. It will not enable us to progress. And consequently, what happened is, instead of us controlling those beliefs, we allow them to control us. We allow those little things that are not really, if don't pay careful attention to, they begin to control us. So secondly, that is one thing, we follow those beliefs which are not strong, which are not good, we still believe in them. And secondly, even though we have become Brahmins, Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris, God's child, a self-sovereign, we have not yet let go of our limited beliefs, which is holding us back from being who we really are, who we are as elevated beings, as God's chosen ones. We are still believing and operating from our old iron aged sanskars. Yes, sometimes we have come out of it, number-wise, as Baba say, but most of the time we are still behaving and operating from that old mental attitude, from our old Shudra, or you may say iron aged sanskars. Not completely, but sometimes we go back to that every now and so often without realizing it, because we don't question, we don't examine those beliefs that are not working as well, but we are taking it easy, and perhaps our convenience is, has been enabling me to be good. And talking about belief, there is one interesting story. I'm not sure whether you have heard, perhaps you have. It is a story about the elephant who are conditioned to believe. As a man was passing the elephants, he suddenly stopped. He was confused by the fact that these huge creatures, these elephants, were being held by only a small rope, a tiny string tied to their front legs. No chains, no cages. It was obvious that the elephants could, at any time, break away from their bonds, those tiny ropes. But for some reason, they did not. They stayed where they are. And so this man who saw this scene, he was wondering what happened. And then he saw a trainer nearby, the elephant's trainer, and he asked him why these animals just stood there and made no attempt to get away. The trainer said, well, when they were very young and much smaller. They were baby elephants. We used to the same rope, the same size rope, that same small rope to tie them. And at that age, it was enough to hold them. And as they grow up, they were conditioned to believe. They were conditioned to believe that they could not break away. They believed the rope could still hold them. So, because of that strong belief that the rope is still holding them, they never tried to break free. They just stood there. They never tried even. The man was amazed. These animals could at any time break free from their bonds, from that tiny rope. But because they believed they couldn't, they were stuck right where they were. Because they believed they couldn't, that the ropes were holding them, they believed they're holding them strongly, they believed so, and so they were stuck right where they were. So, like the elephants, how many of us go through life hanging onto a belief that we cannot do something, that we cannot do something, simply because we failed at it once before. Because we failed and we believed that to be so, we never tried, and so we never succeed. So we really need to finish our limiting beliefs. Like, for example, just examples, it may not be true, okay? We need to finish those limiting beliefs like, my body is not well at all. I'm feeling very bad. I won't get up for Amrit Vela. I don't think so. Because even if I get up, I may not have powerful Amrit Vela. But just think, a mother who is not so well, but her little child is hungry and crying for milk, what do you think? She will get up, will she not? She will get up and get milk for her crying child. She would. But then, for us, we would not get up because we believe that if we get up, it will do more harm to our body. We will even get more sick, and that also we will not have powerful Amrit Vela. Or that another limiting belief that because people say that we need at least 6 to 7 hours, and also you have read somewhere in some health articles that my body really needs 6 to 7 hours of sleep a day. And last night I worked so hard, I worked so late, it was almost midnight, and I'm really so tired, and so I will not get up for Amrit Vela. I will just stay in bed for Amrit Vela. What happened? Will it be able to really have good Amrit Vela? So this kind of limited beliefs will give margin for Maya to attack us. I repeat, this kind of limited beliefs will give margin for Maya to attack us. So we need to question and control those limited beliefs, or in fact totally change them, totally, so that we will not give chance for Maya to come into our lives just because of some limited beliefs and slackness and perhaps even laziness. So we talk of limited beliefs. So limited beliefs are those that limit us in some way. For example, I'm too old to learn driving. I'm too old to learn driving. This is one thing I like to share. I have heard somebody, a very close relative, she was just 40, nearly 50 years old, and she really need to drive to work. And we told her to learn driving. It's so easy. But because she had that belief, she's too old, and that she will not be able to go into the crowded street, is always so jammed and so busy. And yes, because she had that belief before that she would catch an accident, she would make an accident. And so she never really bothered to learn driving. And she's always at the mercy, always wanting somebody, the son or the husband, to drive her. And so because of that limiting belief, it has really caused a lot of inconvenience, especially when she really need to go somewhere urgently. And of course, now we have Grab, we can call Grab, and so it is much easier. But then that's still how convenient it is if we know how to drive. And not that she doesn't have car, they have 2, 3, 4 cars in the house, which she could use. And opposite to that, are empowering beliefs. Empowering beliefs are really important. Beliefs that we should hold on to, we should inculcate, because those are the beliefs that would support us and inspire us to take action. They would give us that zeal and enthusiasm to move, to take action. For example, if I have that thought, anything I put my mind to, I can achieve. Anything I put my mind to, I can achieve. This is a very powerful belief that will really empower us to make things happen in our life. But the truth is, we have the potential to do or be anything if we will let go of our limiting beliefs, our old pattern of thinking, and our old sanskars. So overcoming limiting beliefs is very important, because they are usually based on fear, based on truths, untruths, I would say, that have limited us for so long. Fears will make us weak and paralyze us from any chance you have of adopting new positive beliefs in their place. So I will stop here now, and I will continue this class on how to get the beliefs to work for us. We have heard a lot about this casual beliefs and all those different types of belief, but how to make those beliefs work for us, to make it work in our favor, and how to change our beliefs. So there will be steps, the methods, the techniques to do that. And in the next class, I will share with you those methods and those techniques to change wrongly conditioned or limiting beliefs that will hold us back, so that we can be constantly powerful. Om Shanti.